Late last week, the United Methodist Church held a trial in Pennsylvania and convicted the Reverend Irene Elizabeth Stroud. Church law says that clergy cannot be, and these words are used, self-avowed practicing homosexuals. In April last year, Reverend Stroud, an associate pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Germantown, told her congregation that she was living in a committed relationship with another woman. Earlier today, she spoke with our colleague, Noah Adams.
Welcome to our program, Reverend Stroud.
Well, thank you. The title of Reverend feels very natural and familiar to me, but it's actually not correct anymore after Thursday evening.
That was taken away?
Yes.
So your credentials are gone, and you are simply a lay worker within the church now?
Right. Well, my credentials are still in frames sitting on the floor in my office where I had been intending to hang them up. I have two certificates from when I was ordained a deacon and when I was ordained an elder in the United Methodist Church. And I'll be meeting with my district superintendent at some point to turn those in.
Right. There are interesting words in the story. Trial, conviction, jury. Did you think it was going to come to this, or were you in fact pushing for such confrontation with the church?
I wouldn't say that I was pushing for this confrontation, but I did know that it would happen, and I did believe that it would happen. The United Methodist Church has a law that says self-avowed practicing homosexuals cannot be ordained. It's my belief that that law contradicts other laws of the United Methodist Church and other statements of the United Methodist Church that say, for example, that homosexuals no less than heterosexuals are persons of sacred worth, that all people, including gay and lesbian people, should not be denied civil rights on the basis of their sexual orientation, and that the United Methodist Church abhors discrimination in all of its forms. But there is that statement that self-avowed practicing homosexuals cannot be ordained or appointed to serve as ministers. And so I knew when I preached a very public sermon to my congregation and shared about my life with my partner that the church would really not have a lot of other ways out than to move to a judicial process and ultimately a trial.
So now you will continue with your work there at the church. It's understood you have the support of your pastor and the congregation. Do you think the issue, though, within the United Methodist Church is over?
Oh, absolutely not. Somewhere in the neighborhood of two-thirds of United Methodists support the church law as it's written, and at least one-third would, with all their hearts, really like to see that legislation changed. And it's a very painful situation when you have a church that's divided in this way, but this is hard for us. And no, I don't think the issue is going away, because I think that God is going to continue to call qualified gay and lesbian people to serve in ministry in the United Methodist Church.
Irene Elizabeth Stroud, lay pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Germantown in Philadelphia, thank you for talking with us.
All right, thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Noah Adams.